Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan back on with us. Definitely, happy to have you on. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Jessica. And I've got my phone all charged up today, so it won't conk out halfway through.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that. How's the family? Everybody good?
Everybody's good. I think just like everybody else, we're starting to get into the tune of the holiday season and getting ready to celebrate all the things and the good times. Been going to all the parades and all the different things that have been taking place. And it's an exciting, busy time, in the Ocean City area.
It is.
Yeah, well, the resort town, people say that the summer is, there's always stuff going on in the summer, and some people have this persona like, oh, in the wintertime it's dead, but it's really not. Ocean City, especially around the holiday season, and it's turned into year-round. I mean, this past weekend, packed Ocean City Parade. Kind of give us your take on the parade this past weekend and how everything went.
The parade was great. It was a perfect day for the parade. There was no wind. It felt like a winter kind of day. We were out leading the parade off, the mayor and council, and that was great. And, we had the pipers and the floats and the different groups and, the OC Stars. And then the Stephen Decatur soccer team was there. We were on their float. Everybody was cheering them for winning the state championship. And, it was a real local event, and the streets were packed. There were tons of people all up and down the highway watching the parade. Everybody was happy. It was a good time at Ocean City, and those parades have been taking place. You have the Berlin Parade. There's just all these different things that are going on in this area. And they all make Ocean City a lot of fun, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, there's so much to do in town. Winterfest of Lights is a huge attraction, goes on every year. Have you yourself been up to Winterfest and walked around yet?
I have. I haven't been all the way through yet. We were up there when we turned the switch, opened up Winterfest of Lights. We'll be going back up again with some of the kids. Kevin and his daughter get here. So we'll be going up again. But that's a great event. It really gets you in the Christmas spirit. And we're just very fortunate to be able to do that every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, just a beautiful time in Ocean City to go around and see all the lights and whatnot. I do have to ask you a little bit more serious situation because it's just such a hot topic right now. I see in the press and in the news, one of the headlines on the OC Today Dispatch talking about the OC Council extending the moratorium on new short-term rental licenses. And, you guys have your council meetings and people are showing up like crazy. Can you talk to us a little bit about where, you guys are at with that? For people who don't know what's going on, give me the quick, 30-second, 1-minute rundown on what it's all about.
I don't think I can do it in 30 seconds, but, this has been an ongoing issue, with short-term rentals. And the way rentals have really changed with the third-party rental platforms with Airbnb and VRBO and how they've transitioned, from being what was more traditional 7-day rentals into transient occupancy type of rentals where they can be for one night or two nights, where you make your reservation online and you get a code, you can check in any time of night or day. And this has become an issue in the R1 and MH neighborhoods. We're only talking about those single family neighborhoods and the MH neighborhoods. We're not talking about the Ocean Block, the Ocean Front, 90% of the Bayside. It's only these specific areas in particular, the R1 residential single family neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and how that is changing the neighborhoods and the predictability of who your neighbor's going to be, and when you bought a home, what it's going to be like in those neighborhoods, and what maybe you thought it was going to be like, and the concerns that the residents have of the change in the neighborhoods with people moving in and moving out continuously. So we've been struggling with this, and we did pass an ordinance that would restrict the length of stay or make it so it had to be a minimum of 5 days for the next 2 years and then move to 30 days after that. And that was taken to referendum and was defeated. So that ordinance is no longer in place. What the council did was we extended the moratorium on new rental licenses in just those R1 and MH areas until we can resolve the issue. And we figured we needed more time. I know it seems like it's been a lot of time, but this is a complicated issue. It does not affect anybody in any other area of town, and it does not affect those that currently have rental licenses in the R1 or MH areas. Those licenses remain in effect. It is just we are not issuing any new licenses in those two areas until we're able to resolve or come to some type of agreement on how to move forward. I hope that puts it in a nutshell, as they say, and makes it clear it's a difficult issue to understand. It's one that's extremely important to everybody, in particular our residential neighbors and residents. So we're going to try to get it right. I don't know if we're going to be able to please everybody, but it's one of those things we're going to address it today, because if not, it's going to continue to be a topic of conversation and just create additional heartache in some of those neighborhoods.
How long is the extension for?
The extension is for 1 year, which would be until January of 2027. Mm-hmm. But our goal will be to lift that and to resolve this issue prior to that. Mm-hmm. I had asked that the council put this discussion back on the agenda in January. While it's a topic that everybody has already heard, all the information I think we need to for the council to make a decision. So hopefully we'll do it sooner rather than later.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely be, following up on that and, watching. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I do have to congratulate you. And sorry we didn't congratulate you earlier, but Town of Ocean City announced Mayor Rick Meehan named the Tourism Advocate of the Year by Chesapeake Charities at their annual celebration and charity luncheon back in November. So, Mayor, congratulations.
Congrats, Mayor.
Well, thank you, and that was quite an honor. And of course, I accepted it on behalf of the town of Ocean City because it's really our town that deserves that award, and all of our the members and of our tourism team were there at the luncheon because I wanted to make sure they were recognized as well. But it's a great honor. Chesapeake Charities is a terrific organization that does so much for the Eastern Shore, and they do recognize some very important people over the years. So I was in good company. It was quite an honor. Was unexpected, and we're very happy that Ocean City continues to do what we're able to do to be such a force in tourism in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We love our hometown. We love Ocean City. Quick events coming up. You got Ocean City Comic Con coming back. I know there's a lot of events going on at the Performing Arts Center, and you guys can look all those up at OCOcean.com and OceanCity.com. And then, of course, we go right into New Year's, and 2026 is going to be here before you know it. Anything specific that, you wanted to promote or talk about as we, move right on into the holidays?
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot going on in Ocean City. This Friday night, we're going to be holding our 150th anniversary gala.
Oh, yeah.
Which will celebrate the 150th birthday of the town of Ocean City. That will be at the Ocean City Convention Center, and that committee has done a terrific job. You ought to see I was up in the convention center last night. You ought to see it's decorated beautifully. They're preparing for this gala. There'll be entertainment. There'll be breakout rooms with showing about the history of Ocean City and all of the things that make Ocean City so special. There'll be a big dinner. There's a band. I mean, this is going to be a real celebration. It's a black tie optional, but I think you'll see a lot of people really dressed for the occasion. Of course, we'll be there. I've invited all the former council members that have served the town of Ocean City to join us, as well as elected officials throughout Worcester County, because it really is a celebration for all of us. And Ocean City has played such a great role in the county and in the state of Maryland. So that will be a big celebration. if you haven't been up, if you're going up to Northside Park to see Winter Festive Lights, you need to stop by the Christmas House in Kane Woods.
Yes,
that's a beautiful, you know, Mark and Jessica. What they do up there is phenomenal, and that's one of those stops you have to put on your calendar as you're going up to see Northside Park. Make sure you go up to Kane Woods to see that. There's a lot of different activities going on. I know there's a lot of events for kids, breakfast with Santa in a number of different places. And it's a nice time of year, Christmas church bazaars, you know, all the local flair. It's really a good time of year. So we're excited. Of course, we'll have fireworks to kick in the new year on New Year's Eve, both downtown and up at Northside Park. So we're in full gear here. This will just be a great celebration throughout the month.
Well, you know, our son, he's 15. They do OC Rec does high school basketball for the high school ages. He started last night, and we went up there to OC Rec last night. And I will say, even though, you know, town is busy and, you know, stuff going on, it was nice to just, it was just smooth sailing all the way up to Northside Park last night. There was tons of spaces for me to park in, and it was definitely nice to, I'm like, you know what, this is our time. I will say it was, you know, nice.
It really is, and Northside Park is such a hit gem.
Yes.
You know, as far as the programs that it provides, you're at basketball. I know Brantley's up there. Grant's 15 also, and he's up there, and they started the fall-winter soccer program. And not only does he play, it's pretty interesting. He also coaches.
Oh, okay.
We have the younger kids' teams, kindergarten, but he's up there all day. And he and Abby Bunning together coach some of these teams. And that's really a good experience for him and for the kids. So it's really a great local place to go and to grow. It really is. And I know you've spent a lot of time up there over the years, as I have. And what a special place.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, I played up there, you know.
I know you did.
And now to watch my kids.
Well, you tried to play.
Exactly.
Right, yes. right.
You gave me that opening, Bill. I had to take.
Right, no, absolutely. I love it. No, and then to watch my kids up there, it's just amazing, you know. And I will say, like you just said, that your grandson is coaching. How old is he now?
He's 15.
God.
He and Abby Bunning are coaching the younger kids. They're volunteers, and it's funny, but the younger kids really relate to them.
Yeah.
It's really fun to watch, and it's a great experience for all of them. But it's just another opportunity, that the kids have here in Ocean City that, you know, just adds to, you know, what a great family area this really is.
Absolutely. Time flies, man. Time flies. So
it does.
it's crazy. Well, look, Mayor Rick Meehan, thank you so much for checking in. We appreciate it. Try to stay warm. Ocean City's beautiful this time of year. And, you know, we're, very, very appreciative and blessed to have you on, from time to time, checking in, telling us all the good stuff going on in town.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I wish you guys the best. And let's all continue to enjoy the holiday season.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thanks,
Mayor.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Jess. Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon.